There is new hope for about 100,000 Americans struggling with sickle cell disease, most of whom are Black. The disease causes intense pain, life-threatening complications. It's horrible. But the Food and Drug Administration approved two new curative treatments late last year, and people with sickle cell are now cautiously optimistic. Minnesota Public Radio's Kyra Miles tells us why.
When Damani Green was little, he was told he'd never be able to play sports because of his sickle cell disease.
And then I ended up proving them wrong.
He plays basketball and soccer. But something the 16-year-old thought he wouldn't be able to fulfill was his dream of being in the Air Force. People with sickle cell disease aren't allowed in the military. But Damani's dream is within reach, thanks to new gene therapies recently approved by the FDA.
Still need to know a little bit more about it, of course. But just knowing that it could potentially cure me, I think it's could be a possible great idea.
Sickle cell disease causes intense pain, fatigue, and high risk for infections due to the sickled shape of patients' red blood cells. Currently, Damani does a kind of chemotherapy that was originally created for leukemia patients, but helps relieve pain for people with sickle cell. That's pretty much been the only treatment for 40 years.
If it is hydroxyurea or blood transfusions, everything actually tries to put a band-aid on the disease. It is not really curing the disease. If you have to cure the disease, you have to go to the stem cell level.
That's Dr. Ashish Gupta of the University of Minnesota Medical School. He's one of the only pediatric transplant specialists that consults for these sickle cell therapies in the state. Before now, bone marrow transplants were the only curative option that Dr. Gupta could suggest for his patients. But you need a match donor who qualifies. The gene therapies use a patient's own stem cells to replace their sickled ones with healthy ones. Dr. Gupta says the chance to live without the pain of sickle cell is a big motivator for his younger patients.
They want to live life without any restrictions, which sickle cell imposes on them.
He says it's important for more focus to be on offering these therapies to kids before the disease gets worse when they're older. Since the 1980s, every newborn in Minnesota has been screened for sickle cell disease. The Department of Health will notify families and refer them to a hematologist, like Dr. Stephanie Fritch-Lilla at Children's Minneapolis. Fritch-Lilla says sickle cell shortens lives and is linked to stroke and kidney disease.
There are so many complications that go into sickle cell and that we need to be looking for better cures and better solutions for our patients and families, and we need to bring it to light.
That's what Ray Blalark does as the founder of the Sickle Cell Foundation of Minnesota.
When I speak with families who receive this diagnosis, there's a spectrum of different feelings and emotions that are felt.
Blalark gives families a sense of community. She says having sickle cell disease can be isolating, even though it's the most common genetic blood disorder in America. Systemic racism in the medical community has contributed to sickle cell disease being put on the back burner. Blalark says the new curative therapies give her hope, but she's concerned about the $2 million price tag and the uncertainty around what insurance companies will cover.
We have to acknowledge the wealth gap that exists racially. And so, yes, you can know that this treatment is coming, and the moment you see that sticker and you get that sticker shot, it really does affect your ability to get excited over something that was created to improve your life.
That sticker shock is something Melinda Schulke is willing to contend with if it means her 16-year-old son Damani can have a comfortable life. She says she never thought she'd see these kinds of therapies for her son's disease in her lifetime. So even though she's scared, they have to take this chance.
I don't want to see Damani in pain and struggling the rest of his life into adulthood. And so we still haven't made a decision, but if things go right, it's kind of like, yes, let's do this.
The family has their consultation in June. For Here and Now, I'm Kyra Miles.